I spoke someplace. We're explaining the Chumash here, when exactly we said Manasseh v'Nishma. We'll do first and we'll listen later. So when was it, Shmuel?
It was the
day five.
Last week.
I'm going to say
the fifth. Last week, no?
This week's Parsha.
This week's Parsha?
Yeah. This week's Parsha, when Manasseh, everyone says, he asks everybody, where does it say Manasseh v'Nishma? They say Yisrael. Not Yisrael, then they say, oh, it must be Kisisa. Mishpat, that's where it is. Because this is the continuation of the last 3 days before the giving of the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave them what the Chumash calls the Sefer HaBris. And what's in the Sefer HaBris? Gabriel, what was in the Sefer HaBris? And the Chumash from Bereishis until Shmos. Right? So as Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu created a new Sefer Torah, the likes of which we have never seen, and if you saw one today, you'd be considered like a reform rabbi or something. Right? That was kind of a Sefer Torah. But the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu had in it from Bereishis until Yisro, because that was the story of how we became a people, and the few mitzvahs that he was commanded on in Marah earlier, and he said to the people that here's the Sefer HaBris. This wasn't a Sefer Torah. It was a Sefer HaBris. Day five, one day before the receiving of the Torah, the getting of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu showed him to the Hakban, showed him the Sefer HaBris, and on that Sefer HaBris, everybody said, okay, we're Jewish, we're going to be a special people, and Naaseh v'Nishma will do everything that Hashem is going to tell us, when? Tomorrow, on the sixth day. So Naaseh will do whatever he's going to tell us on the sixth day. So that's the technology. Nobody has this string for some reason. Like the calendar is very, very clear. Rashi and Mishpatim. Chav Dalet, Pasuk Dalet.
Ah, right. Chav Dalet was this?
It's a Pasuk.
This Pasuk? Perek Chav Gimel?
Dalet, hey, where is it? Dalet? What's it saying? What's the pasuk? Is it?
What is the chaver Elohim?
What
is
the here? Give me a point. What is it saying? Chav. We are chaval. Chav dala. Here, dala. I said, but he said Moshe called Divrei Hashem, and then in pasuk Zion, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, took the Sefer HaBris. The Rashi says, what was the Sefer HaBris? Migrashis ad Matan Torah. Well, mitzvah shenitzav b'marah. So it was like an abridged version of the Sefer Torah, which had to do with everything. Couldn't tell the story that didn't happen yet. So he wrote down everything that happened. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. By the way, the Gemara says, how did he know it? Hashem told him the story. But it was a lot of people knew parts of the story about Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They knew, but they forgot. They had been in Egypt. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the whole story, the Sefer HaBris. That was called the Sefer HaBris, and he put down a few mitzvahs that they received. Shabbos, Kibbut Avayim, Paraduma, seven mitzvahs, they know if they knew already, wrote it all down, did Hagvah, the Gemara says, on the Sefer Torah, and on that everybody said, oh, this Sefer Torah indicates that we are a special people, as the Pasuk says in the Forest. Hashem told them already on day four to tell everybody that you're going to be an Am Segula, you're going to be a special chosen people, and on this everyone said Naaseh v'Nishma. So Naaseh v'Nishma means that they didn't know what's coming next. I just pointed out in the shir, the whole Mount Torah was a surprise. They didn't know that they were going to get a Torah. They knew they were coming out of Egypt. How did they know getting a Torah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come out of Egypt and say, come, I'm going to come give you the Torah. He didn't say that. He said, come, I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. So what's this little rest stop here in the desert where we get the whole Torah? It changes their whole life. This is a Kiddush. It was a big Kiddush. He was just freeing them, that's all. But that's why for 6 days before the mountain, you see, if you look in the beginning of Parshas Yisro, first 3 days, the end of Mishpatim, the last 3 days, Hashem is telling Moshe, tell the people that if they can do this, if they accept the Torah, they're going to become special. It's like an extra thing. It was an extra thing. And we said, yes, Naaseh v'Nishma. So here, I'll show you something. Here's something that we say, right? So we got the history down clear, right? That's what we learned in the Chumash. So here, when we daven, before we say Shema, we say like this. Abba Rabba. We say this. Avinu Malkeinu. This is our prayer every single day. Avinu Malkeinu. our father, our king. Ba'avur avisenu shebatzku b'cha. Because our forefathers trusted you, batalandin kukechaim, you taught them the Torah. Kein tichanenu uslamdenu. So too, give us favor in your eyes and teach us to. You ever pay attention to that prayer? It's like a tremendous prayer. This is a tefillah which goes back to Mount Torah. That's what this is. Where do we find? Because our fathers trusted in you and you taught them the wisdom of life. Bavur avisenu shebatchu b'cha batalamdim chukei chayim. So what's it talking about? Why? Where's Batlandim Chukei Chaim? It could be, but that's not the Pshat that's true. Batlandim Chukei Chaim, it's Mechorshim. Batlandim Chukei Chaim is talking about Matan Torah. He taught them Chukei Chaim. So where do you see that we trusted Hashem? What's it talking about? Because we said Nasev Nishma. Because we said Nasev Nishma, we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like what is that? What is that? Nasev Nishma means that we displayed a tremendous level of betachon. That's what it means. A tremendous amount of trust in Hashem. The ultimate trust is, like if I say to you, are you going to listen to anything that I tell you? So you'll say, well, what are you going to tell me? I would recommend that you say that. You should say, yeah, okay, I'll listen to you. But if you really, really, really trust me, so then doesn't make a difference what I'm going to tell you. You're going to listen. You're going to accept upon yourself to listen. But here, the tefillah says it even deeper. Ba'avur avisenu shebatchu b'cha, that it was because we trusted in Him. Batlamdim chukei chayim. It's deeper. It's not like two separate things. You trusted us. Two things happened in Har Sinai. One, we said nasa v'nishma. We said nasa v'nishma. So we know all the angels in Shemayim said, whoa, how do they, who taught them about Dasa v'Nishma? You know, like, whoa, like how can they say they're going to do it even before they heard it, right? It was only day five, we just learned in Rashi. But so okay, it was a great thing. We had trust in Hashem. Another great thing that happened, there was an epiphany at Har Sinai. We stood at Mount Sinai, God spoke to Moshe, He spoke to all of us, we all heard, right? The end of Mishpatim, Parshas Yisro, Hashem spoke. Who, whenever, really, when you think about it, you never connect the two things. Like, what if we wouldn't have said Nasa v'Nishma? What if we wouldn't have said Nasa v'Nishma? What if we would have just said, okay, listen, we'll listen. So, probably, Hashem would have said this, told us the Torah. And we would have accepted it. But instead, we jumped the gun, and we said Nasa v'Nishma. Comes the tefillah here and says, no, it's not two separate events. Ba'avur avisenu shebatchu b'cha, only because they said Nasa v'Nishma, batlamdim chukei chayim. Only because they said Nasa v'Nishma that they got the Torah altogether. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten the Torah. See my point? It's ba'avur. The key word here is ba'avur. Because they trusted, Hashem couldn't give Torah to people that didn't trust Him. It wouldn't work. You can't give the Torah for people that don't trust Him, because what's going to happen tomorrow? Okay, you got the Torah. Now you heard it. Very good. Did you really hear it? Every day, somebody in the space matter says some kind of a chiddush. Wow, there's more Torah, new Torah. Based in Agadol, Anshik Nasagol will come up with new things, new Torah. So you have to trust. So the only people that Hashem can give the Torah to is people that trust in Him. That's what we're saying. Ba'avur avisenu shebatchu b'cha, because they trust in you, v'tlamdim chukei chayim, and then it's even more beautiful. Kein techaneinu slamdeinu. So the same thing now goes today. We say this before we say Shema. If we trust in you, you'll give us Torah. In other words, the formula for getting the Torah is trust. Let me show you. The Gemara says.
So what
does
it say?
That's exactly it. In other words, the trust in itself, gets you, you're not, if you would say, I'll do this, you'll do that, then it wouldn't be a madness. Just trust me, and I'll do everything for you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Just trust me. Trust me. I think all the time to myself, I said, like, if somebody's doing something for me, like somebody's doing me a favor, you know, helping me someplace, so I think, you want to help. Right? You want to help? Let me help. Why do we really want to help? Now, first of all, we want to be nice. Second of all, we're a little insecure. Like, maybe he's going to stop doing it in the middle. Maybe he can't do it by himself. Like, so we try to help. Let me help. I'll help. Let me drive a little bit. Right? Like, right? But if we really, really trust, what does the person say? Trust me. Just trust me. It'll be okay. Trust me. So if you trust Hashem, this is what we learned from Har Sinai. If you trust Hashem, He gives you Torah. And if it's true at Har Sinai, came to Chaneinu Uslandeinu, could be true today also. If we trust Hashem, we get Torah. Came to Chaneinu Uslandeinu. The Gemara says, this is the Gemara in Shabbos Pesach. Ha'ut stuki d'chazi l'rava. It's stuki, so stuki means Sadducee. So they were anti-rabbinic authority and anti-rabbinic interpretation. That was at Stukim. So they were like at war, philosophical war with the Rabbanim of the Gemara. So there's a Stukim that sees Ahut Stukim Dechazi LaRava. The Rava, you know, Rava, I don't think that there's one page of Gemara, I heard once from a Rebbe, there's not even one page, one full block that you don't have a Bayer Rava. I think every page is there. Is there one page? There's such a thing. They're almost
like, you gotta go through Shas now.
I don't know. There goes my ninth grade.
Go through Shas.
Right, check this out, guys. Check it out. By Monday, I want everyone to know for homework whether there's a page.
There are two pages.
There are?
I think there are two pages.
At the end of the Zakhan, there's one.
Everybody feel by whatever you want.
One second.
Okay, so this Snooki says sees Rava. No, what I want to bring out is that Rava. I don't think Rava was a great man. Everybody knows that. I'm saying that he was the ultimate Talmudist. Like there was nobody who was like more Talmudic than Rava. Like this was it. It was the Gemara. Abaye Rava. Rava Abaye. Abaye is Abaye Rava. The Gemara wants to speak about, like, what is the Gemara? The Gemara speaks about Havayis d'Abayev Rava, right? Because the Kaddish of the Talmidim of Hillel knew the Havayis of Abayev Rava. That was Gemara, Abayev Rava. Okay.
So if you ever go to their caver, they're in all the way underground. They're in a little cave.
Yeah,
like,
why do you find that so funny?
No, it's just you have to go down to go to visit them, you know?
Yeah. Strange subject. Okay. So the Stukim sees Rava, the Kama'ayim B'Shmaitz, he sees Rava learning. He's learning Gemara. And he says to him, V'yasvats, I'm not sure exactly what this means, that's what I wanted in our scope, but we'll translate it approximately. V'yasvats ba'osid yidei tute kare v'kamayitz b'hu v'kamivanetz ba'osid dam. Okay, you want to translate it?
He was sitting on his hands,
and his hands were touching, were under his feet, under his legs, and he was like so involved in his learning, apparently, he didn't realize that his hands were bleeding, and there was blood coming out of his hands while he's learning. Like, it was like this, the ultimate, like,
London,
the professor here that he was learning, he was like so involved in this learning.
Physical didn't matter,
and his hands were bleeding. So, so that Stukim, who's anti-rabbi altogether, sees Rava, he's sitting there and he's learning, totally oblivious to the fact that he's gushing blood, and he says to him, This is what you people are all about. Like, this is like typical rabbi thing. Amar Lei says to him, I'm a paziza. You're like a paziza means like fast. You're like you're not thinking. I'm a paziza. You're not thinking. I'm a paziza. Kadmiza pamaychulad naichu. All of this came about because you put your mouth in front of your ears. In other words, first, like you're working so hard to understand the mitzvah, what the Torah is. You know, like, you should have, this is what Stukim says to Rava, you should not have said on the fifth day, standing at Har Sinai, you should not have said Nasa v'Nishma. first you listen, be a reasonable person. First listen, what is it that we're getting into? What is the deal? What are we doing? And the, you know, and this is where you end up. You end up like in this like what he considered to be a crazy place, you know, like you're sitting there learning and your blood bleeding and Bereshi Bailahu Lamishme. First you should have listened to what Hashem said. This would have been understandable by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it seems logical to you, you accept it. If it doesn't seem logical, you don't accept it. And that's what you should have done. This is what Snooki says to Rav Amar Leis. So Rav answers him, Anan disaginan b'shlei Musa. He says, we go, my derech is, we Jews, our derech is saginan b'shlei Musa. We go with trust. Trust. Kasuban Anas, it says Tumas Yisharim Tanachem Hanach Inish Desagin Balusik Siba V'Salaf Bagid Bagnisha. So the difference between you and us and me is that I trust Hashem. In other words, we're not talking about, get this, we're not talking about belief. Stukin believed in God. But Stukin believed in God, and Rebbe believed in God. Stukin says, I believe in God. I believe in Torah. But I don't believe in the way you're interpreting the Torah. And Rava says, no, this is not a philosophical issue of belief. This is an issue of trust. You don't trust. You don't trust the Torah. You don't trust the rabbis. You're not a trusting person. That's why you're a tzaduki. You're a tzaduki because the reason why, because you don't trust the interpretation. You don't want to go there. So it's not a question of we're like not a smart people that we accepted the Torah before we knew what it was in it. We trust Hashem, and you don't trust Hashem. It's as simple as that. So this is the Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara. Now, I just want to say this. Everybody knows, everybody in the whole world knows, probably, that, but I'm going to tell you something like very new about this. It's sometimes hard to say something new about something old because you know, we already have in our minds. But everybody knows that before Hashem gave the Torah, he went around to all the nations of the world. And he asked them, do you want the Torah? And what did they say?
No.
They didn't say no. What did they say? They said, what's in it? Maksivbe. Okay, you know, we're willing to listen. Nishma, we're willing to listen. Maksivbe. Let's hear what it says. And then we'll decide whether we want to take the Torah or not. So the Medrash is like a known, well-known Medrash. Am I right? Everybody knows this Medrash?
Mm-hmm.
Well-known Medrash.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he came first to the Bnei Esav, let's say, came to the children of Esav, and he said, you want the Torah? And they said, what does it say in it? And Hashem said, what?
Yes.
Not allowed to kill. Esav, you're not allowed to kill. They said, not allowed to kill. Like, mm-hmm. That's what we do. We kill. Achar b'chotichya. In other words, we are warriors. We are heroes. We are military men. What do you mean we're not allowed to kill? You die in the Esav. That's what we do. We kill. Like, they considered it a virtue to be a warrior. It's a virtue to be a warrior. You know, it's like a tremendous thing. Yesterday, I think it was a couple days ago, actually, there was a trial of this the shoe bomber.
In America, right?
In America, yeah. So after they sentenced him to death, like, 12 times, and lifetime in prison, and all kinds of things, they sentenced him. So he was allowed to give his last word. So he gets up and he says, I am a warrior for God. And I am at war with your country. This was his speech. It was a really good speech. It was very moving. the shoe bomber. This guy they caught on an airplane with his, he had bombs in his shoes. So after they sentenced him and everything, so he says, I am a warrior for God, and I am at war with your country. And the judge says a really good thing. You're no warrior, you're a jerk. The great American conversation. You're not a warrior, you're a jerk, and you're not a war in this country, you're a terrorist. That's like, you know, like, what are you making yourself, you know, so like Esav, you know, like, it says do not kill. Like, this is our thing, we're supposed to kill. Like, the world needs some killers in this world. Okay, goes to the Yishmael people, right, the Arabs, and he says, you want the Torah? Yeah, we want the Torah. What does it say in it? It says, don't steal, we have to steal. It goes on, every nation, right? So the question is like this, here's the question, not everybody knows, but, like, this is our question, was this a sincere effort on God's part to give them the Torah or not? That's my question. Or was this just like an exercise in futility? If it was a sincere effort, I can prove that it wasn't a sincere effort, seemingly. Because if it was a sincere effort, so why did Hashem pick the one mitzvah that he knew that they would not be able to accept? Means, if he would have said to Esav, you want the Torah, they would have said, what does it say in it? If he would have been a salesman, he would have said what?
Something.
Honor your father and mother. He was good with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was good with that. Yishmael, you said, want the Torah? He said, what does it say in there? It says you can marry 30 wives. Well, we'll take the 30. whatever, there's so many mitzvahs. In fact, probably 612 mitzvahs that each one of these nations, by the way, it wasn't just those two, kept it going. Paras and Madai, and all the different nations of the world, Hashem picked Dafka like the one thing that he knew that they wouldn't be able to accept. So one second. Picked the one thing that he knew they wouldn't be able to accept. And he said, this is what it says on Torah. I'm going to show you my, like a salesman, I'm going to show you what it says. I say the one thing that you can't do. And of course they said, no, if that's what it is, then we can't keep the Torah. So where, if this was a sincere effort on God's part to give, to offer the nations of the world the Torah, why would he pick the one thing that they can't do? So the answer is like this. Important answer. Very important answer. Because you have to understand what the purpose of the Torah is. For the Torah to do, for the Torah to give me a mitzvah and what I'm good at doing anyway, I don't need a Torah. For the Torah to tell Esav that he should honor his father, he honors his father. We need a Torah for him. Esav honors his father. And Yishmael gets married. And the Persians are good with whatever they do. They eat big meals on Purim. I don't know, whatever they do. What you need the Torah is in the one area that you can't do. You have to, in other words, everybody has, if you take a look at your Torah, my Torah, all of our Torah, everybody has like the 600 things, let's be realistic, of all the 613 mitzvahs, there's, I think the Chafetz Chaim says something like 207 that we actually can do these days. So the 207, I would say 205 are no-brainers. It's easy. Anybody has a problem? Anybody wakes up in the morning and says, I really want to wear shatness? Like, I just really want to wear shatness? Even Shabbos, not such most people, it's not such a big problem. Kosher, you know, live in your slime. Kosher. Except, but everybody has their one thing that it's like a really difficult thing to do. Everybody has at least one thing. I have a few things. Everybody has at least one thing that they can't do. So you say, okay, look, here's the way it's going to go, Hashem. I'll keep 612 or 211 or whatever the number is, and this other one, you'll have to excuse me, it's against my nature. It's against my nature. I can't do it, it's a hard thing. So Hashem says, you want to know something? Every person has like their own Torah. Everybody has like the reason why the Torah is given to them. How do you know? Everybody has, let's put it this way. Everybody in this room has one mitzvah which is like unique for you. This is your mitzvah. I'm going to excel in this mitzvah. It's my greatest mitzvah. How do you know which is your mitzvah? The one which is impossible for you to do. That's how you know. Because that's what the Torah was given for. Lo nitna Torah l'tzar famis habrius. The purpose of the Torah is to change the person. So in the areas that you don't need to be changed, you don't need Torah. The whole place where you need Torah is in the one area that you need to be changed. So it's very simple. When Esav came along to Hashem and they said, what does it say in the Torah? So Hashem looks at Esav and says, for you, what does it say? For you, it says don't kill, because this is where you need to work. And when Yishmael comes and says, what does it say in the Torah? For you, it says don't steal, because this is where you really need some help. So what it was is a program. Individual. What Hashem was doing in this medrash, he was giving an individualized program for every single nation in the world. This is what the Torah could do for you. So it was not only was it a sincere effort on Hashem's part to sell them the Torah, he was giving them the whole benefit package. He was telling them that if you accept the Torah, you can get out of killing. They say, well, listen, we're good with Shabbos. we're happy to keep Shabbos. You have to keep everything, but this is where you can really change. You know, you gotta wonder like this. So according to this thinking, if the Jews would have said, not Nasiv and Ishmael, like they said, but if they would have said, what does it say in there? So presumably, Hashem would have found just like he did for all the other nations, he would have found the one mitzvah that it's almost impossible for us to keep. And he would have said, this is what it says in there. And we would have said, we can't take it. But instead, we said, we don't want to hear it. We're not going to ask you what does it say there. We're just going to say, not some mitzvah. Now, what would have been the one mitzvah? Let's use our imaginations here. What would have been the one mitzvah? Probably. Cool. I think the Chavetz Chaim says, Ruchaim Elojin says that it would have been Lashon Hara.
If Hashem, yeah,
Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara. So the Ruchaim Elojin, the Ruach Chaim, not in Nefesh Chaim, Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, he says that it would have been Lashon Hara. He would have told, if the Jews would have said, you know what they say? So the Arabs come and said, do not steal, do not commit adultery. We would have been good with all that stuff. So I said, don't talk Lashon Hara. We wouldn't have been able to handle it. Give us an impossible mitzvah. So that's what he said. But you could theorize yourself what that mitzvah might have been. But the fact of the matter is, we didn't ask. Why didn't we ask? Because we had betachin. We trusted Hashem. We trusted, and that's why we ended up with the Torah, because otherwise he would have given us something that we wouldn't have been able to handle. So the only reason why we got the Torah is because we trusted him. So let's be philosophical about it. What was the nature of the trust?
That we could handle it.
That we could handle it. Why?
Yeah.
Or together with the mitzvah. Together with the mitzvah, to say deeper. Together with the mitzvah comes the strength. Is it reasonable to say that that something like Hashem is going to give us a mitzvah we can't handle? The answer is no. So, in other words, it's true. It's true that the Esav people could not go without killing. It's the nature. But had they accepted the Torah, so what would happen would have been is that Hashem would have given them the koach to change this. So really, naturally, it's impossible to change. But what would have happened was they would have, together with the Torah, they would have received the strength. So when we said, this is like so powerful, because here we were on Yom Chamishi, on the fifth day, the day before Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu shows us the Sefer HaBris, you're a special people, and says, I'm going to give you the Torah, but we don't even want to hear what it says. That's what it means. We don't even want to hear. We don't say like everybody, Maksiv Bey. What does it say there? Instead, we say, Nasa V'nishma. We trust him. Batlam den Chukechaim. Bavur Abisenu Shabbat Chulucha. Batlam den Chukechaim. So Hashem gives us the Torah. And with it, he gave us the strength. So we receive strength. We didn't just receive Torah at Har Sinai. We receive strength at Har Sinai to be able to do the Torah. That's what it means. When the Chumash tells us that if you'll accept the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'yisam lilas skula," you'll be a special people. Now, it's not so much, I should say, it's not only by keeping the Torah that you get special, but by accepting the Torah, you get the specialness that gives you the koach. That's what the trust does for you. It gives you the koach to keep the Torah. You follow that? So now, one last point. I think it's a whole different way of looking at that medrash. Actually, it's like, so now we're saying like this: Bavur Avisenu Kippur Shema, Bavur Avisenu Shabbat Subacha. Our forefathers trusted you, so you gave them all kinds of strength. Batalam Din Chukei Chaim, and you're able to teach them Torah, and you can keep it every single one of the mitzvahs. So Cain, Tichanenu Slamdenu. So now we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also trust you. We trust you. This is what we're saying before we say Shema. We say, we also trust you. So if we trust you, what do we want Hashem to do? Make us smarter? You already gave us the Torah. Give us the Torah. You already gave us the Torah. We have the Torah. What we're asking from Hashem, when we say this bracha of Abba Rabba, that is saying, give me the strength to keep the Torah. Give me unusual powers. Kein tichanenu uslamdenu. Give me the unbelievable gift of strength, tichanenu uslamdenu, and then you'll be able to teach us what we can do. So every single day, We start davening right before Kriya Shema. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a new strength that I didn't have yesterday, because I want to be able to do something that I couldn't do yesterday. And then, when you give me the strength, something that's like out of the box, extends out of myself. Here's what I could do today. Here's what I was able to do yesterday. And now today I want to go a little bit further, and I want to grow and be able to do something I couldn't do yesterday. So the way it works, we learn from Har Sinai. Obviously, Shabbat Chubacha. They trust you. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you that whatever you'll teach me new, whatever I'll learn new that I have to do, I'll have the strength to do with it. So Kein Techaneinu Samdeinu means that we're begging Hashem for a new strength that we didn't even have yesterday, to give us the strength to be able to learn something new and then do it and become like a whole better person every single day.
You know, it reminds me of a joke. A joke, and he says...